You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Listen, can you tell me what the date is of your performance at the Rosebud Hotel?
No, that's not
it's
important.
July 19th, is it? Can you look in your diary? Because I'm coming. It's just down the
You're
road.
You're coming.
Yeah, well, who are you got lined
You're
up?
I hope Rex comes.
Well, who else is lined up for this show? Because I want to be entertained.
Sorry, I'm just getting the diary.
Okay.
Ivan, you can take over the microphone there. Now, Don.
Pull up.
I'll tell you, it's not important when it is.
It is. Well, of course it's important. If you don't turn up, I'll turn up on a Wednesday night and you won't be there.
It's on Rosebud. It's on the 13th of July.
13th of July, Rosebud Hotel.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who else is doing it, but I'm doing it. And now, I tell you, you can all join in here. How can governments or councils try and control your life about how many speed bumps do they put into normal roads these days so that you have to slow down?
Depends on where you are.
No, Don.
And on what road?
Well, so it's suddenly creeping in. This is their way to slow cars down.
Where are they?
Well, so from here,
yes.
Where we are, to drive down this road...
For a coffee?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that stops...
There's five of them.
That's right, because they're around a factory complex and you don't want people speeding around the factory complex.
Well, how about you put...
On the main thoroughfare, there are none.
Oh, well, they don't have them on freeways.
Right, well, that's where you...
No, there's every service road and every little minor road. So... You say it's to slow people down. How about they just put a permanent speed camera up? That'll slow people down.
No. With the speed bump.
You rip your sump off your car. You've got to slow
down. Yeah, because you've got your... It's lowered your car.
It's not lowered, Don. It's not lowered. It's a normal sedan. And you've got to slow down, and then you've got to accelerate off. You use more fuel. It is ridiculous.
More fuel by slowing down.
It's accelerating. Accelerating, when you push your foot on the accelerator, uses fuel.
What, to go
fuel.
Over the speed bump?
Once you slow down and then get back to normal speed and then slow down again. There's five of them on the way down here. Well,
buy one of those electric cars that turn off. Those electric cars, you know, that they're dual fuel, electricity and...
Hybrids.
Hybrid, are they? Hybrid.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, 95% of the population haven't got
Listen,
hybrid
do you watch... Just change
is
can
a
we
joke.
Just change the subject?
People trying to control your lives. They'll have speed bumps on the freeway soon.
Now, listen, can just change the subject. Could one of you or three of you tell me, or four of you tell me, I watch the news, and occasionally a chap comes up on the news. His name is Daniel Bowen. From the Public Transport Users Association.
Yes.
Have you seen him?
No.
And can you tell me what the Public Transport Users Association is all about, whether they're relevant, whether they've got any teeth? Why do they do takes of this
Well, they've group? Obviously got no teeth because the government has put up the Mikey fare for one day to $10. They're telling you not to use your car, but they've put the fee up... $10 a day to use a Mikey card. It's gone up.
Now, hang on, the mic for the train.
For anything that you use the Mikey for. Trams.
Yeah, you're right.
$10 yep. a day. It's
on
gone
up. Hang on, I'm not into public transport. You've got to explain all this.
They're trying to get people to use public transport, and yet.
Which is a good idea.
Yes, and they've put the fee up to $10 a day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But hang on, around the city, somebody was telling me it's no charge.
Yes, in the CBD.
So you people are doing well.
Yeah, in the CBD.
Yeah, that's great. Keep cars out of the city.
Why do you want to keep cars out of the city?
Well, the roads are so narrow in the city.
Yeah,
where do you park?
Because they've narrowed them down to one lane
bikes,
for the bikes.
Those bloody
Why
bikes.
Do you want to keep cars out of the city? Don't you want to have a bustling metropolis where people come into the city in their cars from out the suburbs?
No.
Of course you do.
You've got to find somewhere to park them.
Well, that's different, Don. If you want to bring your car in and pay $60 a day to park it in a Wilson
car
park.
We've been conditioned to drive cars. If you go to London, you know, the public transport is terrific
We are conditioned to drive cars because if you live at Doncaster, it takes you an hour to drive. You're too far away from the CBD. Yeah. In London, you could drive, by the time you drive to Doncaster in Europe, you'd go through three countries. That's why.
It's not as... They shouldn't have ripped up certain lines. They didn't have foresight, like the Outer Circle line and whatever else back in... It was well planned once upon a time, but, you know, progress, they thought they'd rip up a few lines. But
well, on one hand, you got Sally Cap on saying, we want everyone back into the city, want all the workers back, and then on the other hand, you've got the public transport, I think, on the western side, that's all been taken out for... All the trains and all that, everyone has to come in on buses.
Yeah, that's where I saw the guy from this Public Transport Users Association making a comment on that.
And they say, oh, you have to add another hour onto your day to come out from, I think, maybe Geelong, possibly.
So. Sally Capps resigning as the Lord Mayor.
She should clean up the city. The city is an absolute disgrace.
We keep saying this.
They should get graffiti, a high-pressure rubbish. Cleaner and clean all the facades of the buildings.
No, they're worried about bike lanes and equity and diversity and all that bullshit. And instead of actually doing something that pleases the general populace of the people who live in the CBD.
To the CBD? Yeah, once upon a time it was a place to shop because all the fashion, big retailers were in one place in the city. Why do you go to the city now?
The
What's
Andrews
the attraction?
Government closed it down for 2 years and it became a ghost town.
Prior to that, I think it was in a little bit of
online
trouble.
Shopping, Don.
Well, yes, and the shopping centres in the suburban areas, the big shopping centres.
Well, if you venture into the city, Don, on a Tuesday, Wednesday or a Thursday, it's chockers. Friday, Monday and the weekends, it's almost a little bit like a ghost town. So if you needed to book a restaurant, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you'll need a booking. Mondays, Fridays, just walk up.
Is it? I went by train there a few years ago. It was a case of spot the Aussie. Is there a lot of
spot the Aussie?
Yes.
Well, they might all be Australians, John.
Well, they could be too.
Well, they all be Australians if they're naturalised. They are us. We are them. This is my point about The Voice. This is we are all Australians if we are here and we're naturalised. Even if you're not, but if you're naturalised, you are by definition an Australian.
So why do we go on with all this bloody... Is the city a place for where people live now?
The melting pot.
I'm talking about.
What? Is it a place...
Is CBD a place where people live now? It used to be offices and a place of work. Has the demographic changed?
Well, but there's plenty of apartments in the city now, yes. But that's always been that.
I worked in the city as a youngster.
Oh, yeah, in the 60s.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Don, this is...
And I'm asking, has it changed?
This is 50 years on, Don. You used to ride a horse and cart into the city. Now you drive a car.
No, I rode it through Donvale.
Hey? No, Don, we're all Australians. This is my absolute point about this nonsense we carry on with. We're all Australians, whether you come from... It doesn't matter where you come from.
What about that lady getting up and saying how the police, over COVID, went after... people in the western suburbs were of colour.
What are they? Yeah, there's a term they
Muslims?
Use.
Muslims?
Oh,
no.
What's the term? I forget. What?
Well, anyway, what
racial profiling.
Yeah.
What a load of rubbish. Because if you go back to when the COVID was at its peak, it was those people who were really kicking back, and COVID was prevalent in the western and northern suburbs
of
Melbourne.
They took
and
no
now
notice.
They've brought out a reply, using Ivan's word, racially
profiling.
What a load of rubbish.
No, they just singled out the people who were taking no notice, didn't they? And that's
and if you have a look at
it,
it's just naming people for doing the wrong thing. And if you break the report down, you see that over 50, 60% were Caucasian people who were fined. Yeah. What a load of...
The same premise as if you knock someone from another race, you're a racist. That not at all. You're just saying that someone who happens to be from another race has done something wrong and you criticise them. Nothing to do with racism. Don, but this is the equity, diversity and...
Inclusion
that we live in.
Did you see Damien Hardwick, the former coach of Richmond, has come out and says he wants to coach again? Well, didn't he give it away 4 weeks ago and he wants to coach again? Now, where's mental toughness? If you're going bad, don't you hang in? You ask the players to be mentally tough. How can you get out of one gig and go to another? Because you're mentally drained.
I don't understand that myself.
I do not understand it at all.
And mind you, he might get a gig at the West Coast Eagles who kicked a goal.
No, they can't. If you read what was reported.
Didn't they kick a goal in a game?
Yeah. No, I think they kicked three goals.
Someone said they kicked one goal.
They remind me of Fitzroy in our day. Remember Fitzroy in our day?
So they kicked three goals, did they?
I think they might have kicked five goals for the whole game.
No, they said they kicked one goal for the game. Someone told me that. Jeez. Is that not right?
They kicked more than one, I think.
I know Sydney kicked, 205 points against 30-odd points.
Why did this person say they kicked one goal?
I tried to look at the football the other night. I think it was the St Kilda game. They had the cameras in prior to the game, and they're all hugging. The players are actually hugging one another and smiling before they went out onto the ground. I mean, God, I can't relate to that because...
Oh, no.
What, did you smile and hug your teammates before you went out on the ground?
No, he wouldn't have.
Hey?
No, he'd give him a backhander.
No.
Now, in your
what
day,
are you looking,
Don...
I'm speaking to you. Hey!
Well, Peter has taken over from the Rocket, or from Ivan.
Oh, good.
Thank heavens. What are you showing me, Peter? Please speak into the microphone, please.
I think they were 5-4 for West Coast.
That bloke told me that they kicked one goal for the game... Oh, no.
After half time.
No. This bloke from Perth, Mouse, he said the West Coast kicked one goal against Essendon in 1989 and they went on 2 years later to win a grand final. I'm sorry, I've misrepresented. He said West Coast kicked one goal against Essendon in 1989 and 2 years later they were premiers. So he was saying that it's just transitory bad form, Don. Thank you, Peter.
It could be the Eagles have a premiership in about 2 years.
That was the point of his. Now, can you believe the media? This is why it's cringeworthy. You remember when Mr. Stewart hit Jeremy Cameron friendly fire? He was from the same club and he knocked him down. Remember
Gary Rowan?
No.
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you what I'm. Stewart plays for Geelong, doesn't he?
Yeah, back pocket.
And he collided with his team.
That was Gary Rowan.
He collided with Jeremy Cameron,
Gary
didn't he?
Gary Rowan.
Was it? He didn't collide with Jeremy Cameron.
Gary Rowan collided with Jeremy Cameron.
It wasn't Stewart.
No.
I'm sorry, I'll take that back.
And well, if you look at the incident, how Gary Rowan either went the near Cameron is... These guys have got self-awareness.
They play for the same side, do they?
Yes.
Right. So, all right. Well, I'll take Mr. Stewart out of it. Mr. Rowan.
Rowan.
The media said that he should be suspended fined.
Well, it's an interesting and it's a very good argument, isn't it? Because
no.
What do you mean?
What, friendly fire when you accidentally
hang on,
hit
on.
Your
no,
own
the
opponent.
Thing is concussion.
Own.
Concussion.
Oh.
So... So they're trying to eliminate head-high tackles. It's a very good point they made, whoever
did not.
Make
it's
it.
It's a ridiculous...
No, it's not. What's the difference between your opponent and your teammate doing it? They both the same result. Cameron was taken off the ground, concussed.
Yes, he was, but...
So if you litigate against the AFL, which they're trying to do...
No, it's completely different.
No,
he wasn't going for the ball with a view to trying to get it off his teammate.
Who?
Rowan.
Rowan wasn't going for the ball.
I said he wasn't. That's what I said. He wasn't going for the ball with a view to getting it off an opponent. He wasn't trying to get the ball off his teammate. It was an absolute accident. Why would he try and collide with him? If he was an opponent and he was trying to get the ball and he made a careless tackle, that's a different point. Not if it's friendly fire, Don.
No. Anyway, we look at things differently. I just don't think players today have any awareness because of the way they've been brought up and taught how to play football.
You talk about awareness. Cameron wouldn't think his teammate is going to come through and knock him down.
From the side.
Do you think they've lost skills over the
I said awareness years? Because of the way they've been brought up and taught. Now, we used to play kick to kick in the schoolyard and it would be all in at recess trying to mark long kicks. There'd be a pack flying of fellows, one football, and you'd be trying to take screamers. So you'd be aware of where people are coming because they'd stick knees into your back, you get hurt.
Punch in the back of the
head. And you had to still get up and go for the mark and whatever else. And so you became aware of where people were coming from. These guys don't play kick to kick like we used to, and they're not aware. I see it all the time on the ground. They lack awareness.
Right, Don. Can I read this? Go on, what?
Did I tell you about St Kilda prior to the game? How they
hugged and kissed and shook hands.
While they were smiling.
Held hands and see if they could contact the living, like a seance.
I turned it off.
I know, but it's come just...
Conjure up the
1966 prissy little get out there and stop all that shit. False bravado. Can I read you this out, Don? I want your opinion on this, please. And now this is serious. A cancer-stricken mother was bludgeoned to death live on Skype. So the bloke who bludgeoned his grandmother to death filmed it while it was happening on Skype.
Only happened in America?
No, it happened here. And the excuse was, this was the reason... He had no chance in life. His mum was a heroin junkie and he was let down by the system. So that is carte blanche for the fact that he bludgeoned his grandmother to death on live on Skype and he was let down by the system. Wow. Can't we sheet a whole lot of things that happen just on people not taking responsibility?
What was the outcome?
Well, I don't know what the outcome was, so let me just see if I can read on.
I'm sure he'll blame everyone.
They have blamed the fact that his mother wasn't in good nick and he'd been let down by the system. You'd have to be let down by the system a lot to bludgeon your grandmother to death live on Skype, wouldn't you?
It's interesting, isn't it? Some of these people, they all got mental illness or they go back and blame something that happened in the past when they go to court. The solicitor gets, or barrister gets up and gives a reason why they should have a lenient or the court be more lenient on them.
Here is what it said. Get down. It said, we understand he is also a victim. This is the bloke who bludgeoned his grandmother to death. What he did was horrid, horrid. It was wrong, but let's look deeper into why he did it. Well, that's reason. Let's just look into why he actually got the Skype machine out and filmed his
bludgeoning his
grandmother
down
to death. So he'll probably just get a bond or something. Just
community service.
Just because he's had a tough life.
Why don't
life.
They have what is it? Corporal punishment anymore?
Well, I'd take the cane to him, belt the shit out of Ivan. That's corporal punishment, Don.
I watched. I came in yesterday from work, and
how
I just
go,
happened.
Very good, man. I'm enjoying it. Trying to wake me up.
Sorry. No, not at all.
It's a pity Fiona's gone, but I'd like to discuss.
Fiona's here.
Well, she's not on mic.
We'll yell out something to her and she can call out.
Well,
her
Fiona,
answer.
I watched the races yesterday from Ballarat.
Yes, Don.
And do you know there was a skew ball thoroughbred racing?
Really?
Now, I have never seen.
Phoebe's saying really. I'll translate what she's saying. Phoebe's reply was really?
Now, a skew ball, for those people who don't know, is a two coloured horse.
That's a pie ball.
No, pie ball is black and white.
Well, that's two colours.
I said skew ball, which is brown and white, chestnut, or any other colour and white.
Go on.
Now,
then.
Pie ball is
what do you
black
want to
and
know
white.
From Phoebe?
Now, I wanted to chew the fat with Phoebe because she's into horses. She was into polo. She is a horse rider.
I'll,
her
I'll
mother
give
was
the
as well. Now, have you ever seen a thoroughbred skew ball before, Fiona?
Fiona's thinking about this. She's
I
about
know,
to give an answer.
Her brain is really ticking over.
Did you give an answer then?
Not on the racetrack.
Not on the racetrack. Not on the racetrack, she said.
And you wouldn't have seen it off the track, a thoroughbred skew ball. It's called...
Don, I don't know that this topic is very sensible. I'm just translating what Phoebe says because
well,
no one can hear
Well, no, this is
her.
Remarkable. A two-coloured thoroughbred horse, usually they're solid in colour.
I mean,
they're chestnut, black, brown, grey, but not two-coloured.
Phoebe?
It's called Splash of Paint, the horse.
Splash
it came,
of Paint.
It came last.
How did it run, Phoebe said?
It came last.
Right. Is that because it was a splash of paint?
Well, I don't think it's any good. I think it was the second run. But
what
anyway,
a topic this
to
is.
See a skew ball or a two-coloured horse,
a pie ball.
A thoroughbred. Mm. But what would I say, a skew ball?
Yeah, Sky.
You've got to take your... And the other thing I was thinking was
you could well be a skew ball yourself, Don, the way this is going. You could be skewballed.
What, two-coloured?
It's fucking no colour. You are so bland. You're so bland and austere and clinical
and again,
boring.
I've got to take my hat off to the jockeys. It was freezing at
What about
Ballarat.
The one snorting the coke? How's he going, Mr. Carr? Wasn't it Jamie Carr?
Well, we don't know if she was. There was
no,
one of
it,
these
is
photos.
Jamie Carr
on
a
social...
man? A woman?
It's a woman.
Yeah.
We tried to get her on the podcast, if you remember.
She identifies as a woman.
Well, really? Was it alleged she was doing the coke?
Well, no. There was just a photograph. We don't know what she was doing.
Don, I'm not being mischievous or deliberately salacious. Was there a photograph of someone with a straw up their hooter?
No. Just
the card preparing it. Okay.
Good. Well,
preparing a line.
Yes, preparing a line,
yes.
But not actually filmed doing it.
No.
Well, that could be any...
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Hang someone for that.
It could have been a little bit of flour.
And it could have been just being provocative, pretending you were doing it.
At a restaurant, it could have been salt on the
table.
Salt,
that'd give your nose a nice touch-up if you snorted salt up your hooter.
Would it?
Well,
have
I reckon.
Have you tried it?
If I tried snorting salt up my hooter, why would I have tried that, Don?
Well, you just said.
Why would I have tried?
The way you were talking with authority, I thought, geez, you've tried
It's like, why would I have tried snorting salt
up?
I'm just saying it's a fairly abrasive. What did you say then, Don?
You might have got a...
What did you say, Don? Don't think that I can't take action against you just for throwing away a line on this podcast. I could actually go, yeah, what did you say then? Don? Why would I bother?
I think you could have got your substances mixed up.
What, I thought it was coke.
Well, you
snorting.
Thought it might have been coke, but you might have done salt.
Oh, so someone switched the coke and
no,
put salt
you,
down there.
No, you might have been in a state of confusion.
What, and gone and got the Saxon salt?
Well, you might
have,
you know, you went to the cupboard, you could have picked out a self-raising flour, salt, anything at all, as long as it was on the table.
So if I was taking coke, I'd keep it in the cupboard where the foodstuffs
well,
are.
Well, I don't know
I?
Where you'd
I'd have it under the lock and key so people like you couldn't binge it. Oh, gee. I told people I don't like coke. I didn't
you
mind.
Don't? Like, you tried it?
I didn't mind the smell of it.
Oh, right. What's it got an odour?
Oh, you fool. That is a joke, Don. That is a joke. You say, I don't like coke, but I didn't mind the smell of it, because that's what you do. You smell it. You take it up through your hooter. Now, Peter doesn't have any idea what we're talking about.
That's all right. He'll learn. He'll pick it up.
No, he won't. Now.
Jeez, I thought that bloke getting out of the car was Rex.
I thought it was, because there's a dog.
Hang on.
That's Locko.
It's Locko.
John Locko. Now, they're coming in for the podcast. Now, Don, we're doing this. Did you know this is Forbes? Do you ever heard of Forbes?
Forbes, the business magazine.
They have released the top 40 cities in the world. This is, you can Google
Melbourne
this.
Wouldn't be up there.
Who?
Melbourne.
Number one is Vienna. Number one is Vienna.
Haven't been there.
Number two
yes.
is Copenhagen.
Okay.
Have you been there?
No.
Number three.
What?
Melbourne.
Bullshit.
Why would I say that, Don? Why,
Prague is better than Melbourne.
Don, this Paris, is for, Don, this is Forbes. This is Forbes giving a rundown of why these cities are rated. It went Vienna, Copenhagen, Melbourne, and Sydney was fourth.
Oh.
And the highest US city in America, which is not really in America, but it is classed as America, is Honolulu. And that came in 25th. So there were 24 cities ahead of any city in America, and Melbourne came in third. No. Could you believe it?
No. I could. Yep. Better than Sydney.
No.
Well,
no,
only
no.
just better than Sydney by... How would you...
It's subjective, isn't it?
Subjective, is Jeez. It? Subjective. So, Don... I was just looking at. Did you say? Go on. Say something else because I was just lost track of what I was doing. Then
I'm looking at his
notepad, and I've crossed all my little.
He's got no more topics
except I've got to write down the 13th of July Rosebud Hotel.
So the only topic you brought today was about the skewbald horse, which you were having a conversation off mic to Fiona Byrne, who was over there, and it went nowhere. What was the point
because of... Because you didn't like to take it anywhere. If something doesn't appeal to you, you don't take
I'm
it anywhere.
I'm appealing to you now,
no,
Don.
No, you're
What
only,
was
you're
the point of saying that there was a two-toned
you're
horse...
You're very self-centred.
We what was the point of saying there was a two-toned horse that was a thoroughbred that came last in a race? What is the point of that?
It is... I tried to tell you it was unique.
Unique?
You didn't... Unique.
Unique. Yep. Well, why is it unique that you don't have two-toned
because
horses?
Because you don't have two-toned thoroughbreds.
I know this is a silly question. Why don't you?
I do not know. It's got something to do with their genetics. I do not know.
Something so when the sperm goes into the mare, if it's...
Obviously, it's a throwback years ago to something and it's surfaced in this particular horse. The genetic. It's
like an albino.
Yes, it did look a little albino-ish.
But it ran last.
It did, so it's no good.
So
Mightn't have genetics. Been a thoroughbred. Might have just been a horse.
It could have been. You're dead on. There's no reason why it's got to be a thoroughbred.
One of the horses that pulled the brewery truck round for Carlton United. Clydesdales, yeah.
Yeah, what about them?
Can they run?
No, they can't. No, they're bred. They're heavy horses.
Well, had you even entered a Clydesdale in the Melbourne Cup? That'd be good. They're offering to pull the whole starting mounting structure down as it jumped out of the gates. It'd run through the stand, maim about 50 people in the stands. But, geez, it ran well. They couldn't stop it. They had to get a bulldozer to freaking hold it back. All right, so now, Don, have you got any other...
Nothing.
Peter, have you got anything you want to ask Don?
I'm just looking forward to our guest.
I tell you what I want to ask you. This is just finally...
Well, can I have a look at that
Just
invitation?
Finally on the Hall of Fame. I can't see their names on here. Why wouldn't Phil Carmen be in the Hall of Fame? I asked Dennis Marshall that at the... And he said because he headbutted... Graham Carberry or something. Well, that wouldn't stop you from being in the Hall of Fame.
You've got to be nominated.
Well, why wouldn't he have been nominated? He played 200.
It's subjective.
But, Don, he's been out of the game for 20,
it's
30.
It's very subjective. Why doesn't Bert Mills from Hawthorne? You don't even know who Bert Mills is.
That's correct.
Why wouldn't Bert Mills get in from Hawthorne?
Because I've never heard of him.
He was a star back in the 30s, yet they trot out somebody from the 1900s in South Australia.
Yeah, and that man, Mr...
Lay. Ruckman.
He was considered a great player.
Well, he may have been a great player, but why don't they consider others?
I'm asking you, why didn't they consider... Why isn't Phil Carmen considered? Carl Dittrich?
Carl Dittrich is in.
Is he?
Yep.
I couldn't see his
They couldn't
name
shut
on
him
there.
Up on the night.
Oh, couldn't
he was
they?
He was thanking everybody.
Well done. All right. Well, why isn't Phil Carmen... I couldn't see...
Is Rex in there in the media? In the media section?
Well, no. Mate, Bruce McAvaney.
He got in.
He got in.
Yep. Is Rex in the Hall of Fame?
Well, no. I say, would Rex be in the Hall of Fame under the media section?
No, he's not. He's not in the
Harry
media.
Harry Beitzel?
Yes. Harry Meintel? Yeah, I can tell you. Read them out if I can read this.
Okay, from the media.
Yeah, the media. Jeez, small writing. Jesus, that's small writing.
Media.
Jack McMurray?
He's an umpire.
Well, I'm just telling you.
He's an umpire.
It's got media. Jack McMurray.
Okay, keep going.
Fuck you. Ian Robinson?
Ian, yeah, umpire. No, this is umpire.
No, you're quite right.
No, Robbie, that's Robinson.
Oh, Robertson.
Robertson was a like commentator.
Ian Robinson is a
umpire.
He's in the Give media.
He's not.
What that? The people who are Hall of Famers under media. I'm
Give
reading.
Give me
it.
A here.
Oh, well, you won't be able to read it.
I will.
I've all right, will you read them out? Go on. Here's some glasses over here.
Umpires, media.
Yeah, media.
He can't see it.
Norman Banks, Harry Beitzel, Alf Brown, Hugh Buggy, Ron Casey, Tony Charlton.
Yeah.
Jeff Christian, interstate reporter.
Yeah.
Dennis Cometti. I can't read that one. Peter...
Simonovic?
No, is there somebody? DeLacy?
No, I don't know.
And Reginald Wilmot.
Was I reading
Reginald
the wrong...
Reginald Wilmot.
Now, was I reading the wrong ones?
Why doesn't Harry... Is Harry Beitzel's there,
He's
isn't
in
he?
There, yeah.
Yeah, Barrow. Rex should be there.
Was I reading the wrong ones?
Yes. You were reading the umpires. It comes under pioneers, administrators, umpires and media. You were reading under umpires.
Why isn't Phil Carman...
That's a good point.
He played in four clubs. He played 250, 40 games.
Oh, he didn't play that many.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
No.
He played 100 and something.
I reckon he'd struggle to get 200.
Well, he played for four clubs and he played 100 and he played for Collingwood for 140 of them, and I think he got over 200 with the other three clubs he played for. So anyhow, Don, the silence is not what this is about. So
Tom Lay, I'm just reading your little notes here.
Tom Lay, yeah, that's right.
He was the ruckman from South Australia.
He was, and you said that no one had ever heard of him.
No, they hadn't.
Anyhow, Don, this has been good. We're going to stop now. Any final thoughts about piebald horses or anything else that you haven't brought one topic in today? Peter came down to watch this in action, and
he's
speechless. He's speechless. He came down to see if
he's
you
gobsmacked.
Possibly bring anything to the table. I keep telling him, Don brings nothing. He's done nothing for 4 years. You can't blame him that this is no good because he's done nothing. And Peter said, no, I'm sure you make this up, Sam. He will have notes there on his little pad. See those things he's trying to untangle, Peter? That's all he does the whole day, just tries to untangle those.
These came from Barney McCusker.
Yeah, now, we haven't heard from Barney lately.
Oh, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Has he got anything worthwhile to say that you could broadcast?
No, he's doing well. He's back working, Barney. They've pulled him out of retirement. He's got the ducks and drakes, but he's still operating.
He's got the ducks and drakes. He hasn't got the shakes.
He has. He's
not
shocking. You wouldn't touch him with a barge pole.
No, don't say that, Don. You can't say that he's got the DTs if he's a surgeon. He'll end up taking your pancreas out when he's meant to go for your liver. So don't say stuff like that. Because I know you say it tongue-in-cheek, but when he does a job then he botches it, people will say, yeah, well, he was no good. Don said he had the DTs. So you can't say that shit, Don.
Well, he's bloody 75.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, you're starting to go downhill, aren't you? They've pulled him out of retirement. He retired. He wanted to get out, but they've kept him in.
All right. Well, anyhow, John Locko's over here. He's brought in John Van Wisser. And those two boys, along with Fiona, were at the Rex and Sam show out at the Veneto
Who?
Club. Johnny Locko and Johnny Van Wisser.
John Van Wisser, he's as brown as... It's the middle of winter and he's in a T-shirt.
And we'll ask him...
Oh, I'm going to ask him.
We'll ask him why he's brown and why he's in a T-shirt.
I think he's got a problem upstairs.
You won't believe the training he does. We won't preempt this. But if you've got any questions about the Veneto Club, Johnny Locko...
What? Hey, you better get off. Sign off quick. They're in your spot.
Who is?
That car...
The learner.
Quick, close this down.
It's not an hour spot. Anyhow, thanks a lot. All right, here we go.
Press that button.
You did nothing today. I'm really disappointed.
Men at work.
I'm open around the streets late at night.